516-766-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's your deal?
All right, the backstory. Antonio's on the phone, and Antonio called up. He wanted advice because he and his wife previously, had four other children. They now live together. They wanted to have a child of their own. And as soon as they found out, or she found out, that she might be pregnant, she started discussing abortion. So, Antonio, we'll pick it up with you. What advice is it you need, or what are you looking for?
I honestly don't know at this point. I just kind of didn't know who to talk to about it. I talked to a couple friends of mine and stuff, but, I mean, they're just not sure about everything.
Okay, so, Antonio, let me ask you this, because that's tough. You know, you've been taking care of the four kids that she had from a previous relationship, and then you guys decided to have your own. Does she still stay in contact with the father of the other four? Is she still close with them? Does she hold him in high regard? Does she still like him?
As far as close, you know, I don't believe so, like, as much as they used to be, like, a long, long time ago when they were in the relationship. He used to beat her and stuff like that. He used to, like...
That's not good.
So there's a lot of resentment. She tells me she tries to hate him, but she can't for the sake of the kids, so she has to obviously try to get along with him. And he's actually sort of kidnapped the kids a while back ago. So
has she told you why she's thinking about an abortion? Why she's changed her mind? What happened in her life that made her flip flop?
When we discussed it, it went from, like, a huge screaming match argument to, like, a couple of days later after it cooled down, we, like, actually discussed it. And she told me, she's like, I'm trying to have a life now. I want these kids to be proud of me. I'm trying to, you know, have a career thing going on. She wants to go back to school. She wants to, like, she wants to do something. Like, she wants to do something real job-wise with her life. Like, she doesn't
want a career. She wants something substantial. She's been a mom four times, and now she wants to do something for her and see what she can become and how she can provide for the kids.
Yeah, absolutely, which is absolutely understandable. Anybody can see that and be like, okay, I get it.
So where are you at, Antonio? How old are you?
I am 30 years old.
Okay. And if she, in fact, decided to do this, which it should be a joint conclusion that you come to, but if she decided to do this, would you be devastated and heartbroken?
Obviously, it'd be terribly heartbreaking for me, at least.
Yeah.
Because before her, I was in a relationship where I met this girl, long story short, I asked her if she had a boyfriend, but I should have been...
Hold on, Antonio, I don't want to go back to that. I want to stay on this and your current relationship. What is it that you want us to help you with? What do you really need help with? What you should tell her or what you should do? Should you stay? Should you leave? What is it that you're specifically looking for?
I mean, I guess trying to help me understand the situation, because after we talked about it, I told her, I'm like, look, if you go through with this, I'm not supportive of it. I'm not happy with it.
Did you tell her that you may not stay with her?
Yes, I did. I told her, if you do this, I don't think I can be with you anymore.
Are you guys married, or are you guys just dating?
We're not. We've been together for a few years, so we just say we're married.
Okay, so you're not legally married?
No, not legally. When I told her that, she told me, okay, yeah, I took that into consideration. And it seemed like she was just ready to go.
Okay, so then this is what I would do, Antonio. I don't know how much you love her or how strong your relationship is, but I'm just going to tell you, me, if I sat down and talked about it, I mean, Joe, chime in too. I mean,
I wish I could help out, but I think we all know that I am not fit to give relationship advice. I can help a homie out and be supportive and caring and loving to him, but I'm afraid to tell him anything. I couldn't even hang on to my own. I don't know. I don't want to hurt this man.
Well, we both have kids. We're both fathers. We know how exciting it is and how fun it is. But, Antonio, I think you got to split the sea. I mean, it's what you want. And if this is going to be the divide that you never get over, you're never going to have a good relationship. And I think you got to lay the gauntlet down in the ultimatum, which is, if you don't want to do this, I can't stay with you. And even after you lay the ultimatum down and she does it to appease you, she's not going to be happy. So I think, and this is, I'm just trying to fast forward it and look at all the things that you've given me. I don't think that when you have something like this wedged in between you that it can work. There's always going to be something that's going to cause turmoil and animosity, and it just doesn't sound like you're going to make it together, because this is a big thing.
How old did you say you were, Antonio?
I'm 30.
So my perspective on it is you are with this lady for a number of years to the point where you guys call yourself married. You have accepted her children.
Mm-hmm.
And we're willing to help raise them and
father them.
Yeah, kind of be a father figure to them. And at 30 years of age, you're like any of the rest of us that were in their 30s. You now would like your own child. And I got to be honest, I agree with Craig on that. I don't know where I would stand about how serious your relationship is, but if you want your own child and she's not willing to give it to you, to the point where she's thinking about having abortions, man, I agree with Craig. I don't know how strong that relationship's going to be in the future, and I think you're always going to be questioning it, and you're probably not going to be happy.
One of them is not going to be happy. If she has the baby, Antonio's happy. But Antonio, you should know that that's not what she wants. And if she has the baby, she's not going to be happy. You're both going to be at this divide, and it sounds like...
And it'll get worse quick.
Oh, it will. It will. And if she wants a career and wants to do all this stuff, I mean, I think you got to lay the ultimatum down and tell her, I don't see this being a productive long-term relationship. Maybe this is time for us to part.
And you don't want to, like, try and force her into having the baby, too, because that is really going to create problems.
Yeah, don't want to do that, Antonio. No. You don't want to force anyone to do something they don't want to do.
I'm not trying to force it, but...
No, we know that, but I'm just saying that will create a huge, huge issue and wedge between you two if that happens.
There's a lot of fear and a lot of anxiety and a lot of uncertainty when two people are going to have a child. That's all normal. But the wanting or not wanting should have been discussed before you got to this part. So it wasn't, and now you got to make some tough decisions, but I stand by what I told you. You're never both going to be happy from where I sit. So,
well, it sounds to me like she flip-flopped on him. Like, they did discuss it, and from what you said earlier, Antonio, that you guys agreed that she was going to get pregnant. Is that right?
They've been trying.
Yeah. And then once she did, been trying, and then it just switched.
That is a huge red flag, dude.
And again, maybe you need to go to the doctor. There could be some hormones involved. There could be some counseling. I don't know. I don't know what is next. But I stand by with what I told you, and call us, you know, when you have an update.
I feel bad for you, brother. I'll be thinking about you, and I hope everything works out well.
I mean, I've even prayed on it, you know, so I'm just trying to see what happens now, I guess.
Keep us updated. I appreciate the call, and I love giving the advice. That's tough advice right there, though.
Boy, it sure is, man.
Let's go to Hank. Hank, what's up? Welcome.
Good morning, guys. Yes, you know, my best recommendation is they need to get some professional counseling as soon as possible.
I agree with that.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? I'd like to hear from some women out there, some women that may have been in the same spot that Antonio's girlfriend is in, and what advice could they offer up? But I just don't see it right now working. It can't work.
It seems like not headed that way. Yeah, thank you, Hank. It seems like it's not going to head in that direction, huh?
No. You can't have two people that are happy like that. There's always going to be animosity. So 766-9370, if you've got a deal or you want to help Antonio out, I would like to hear from the ladies to see what they think. Here's you two. It's 93.7 The River.